It's me, Katie Brindle. We are talking today live Q&A, and one of the most common questions that I have been asked in the last week is about chapped lips. Now that the weather is colder, people are suffering from chapped lips, and I love talking about this because I used to suffer from chapped lips so badly. It was one of the worst things that I ever had to cope with in terms of kind of day-to-day health niggles. And there was nothing I could do about it. I'd used all of the different lip balms and they would just chap until they bleed and it would never stop and it was a nightmare. And I didn't know what to do about it because I tried everything. But I have discovered, thanks to Chinese medicine and a couple of brilliant products, the easiest way to rectify this problem in literally seconds. So stay tuned because we're going to explain everything. I'd like to talk to you about our two wonderful sponsors because we don't take on anybody, you know, we're very picky here. So the first sponsor is The Naked Pharmacy. Now, the reason we love working with them so much is because on this podcast, we cover a wide range of health advice. I mean, from any given week, I'm going to be talking to you anything from shingles to sinusitis to eating chia seed rye bread in order to get good bowel movements in autumn to decluttering to a myriad of different things. And you need a partner that can kind of run with you at the same time. And The Naked Pharmacy is just that because they have supplements for everything, which means whatever topic we're talking about, you can pop over to The Naked Pharmacy and they will have supplements to support this information. Now, not only that, they are very content rich. They have an actual pharmacy, which is what's so great. So just as we as a brand here on Own Your Health are very keen to answer all your questions and to keep the dialogue going with you, to offer the advice as much as just products themselves, The Naked Pharmacy are the same. So they have the products to match the content, but they also have the expertise as well. Now, they cover anything from stress to sleep to mood to energy to gut health to weight management and pretty much everything else besides. So they're also going to give you the support as well. And they're offering us a 20% discount. If you use KT20 at checkout, which is at thenakedpharmacy.com, and you pop in KT20 at checkout, you will get a 20% discount. So this episode is brought to you by a superb brand, which I'm so excited to talk to you about. Now, remember, all of the brands that we talk about in the advertising space in Own Your Health are always brands that I want you to know about because I think they're good. And Liminal is no exception to this. Now, Liminal is founded by a friend of mine and a friend of the podcast, Rebecca Brown. Now, Rebecca Brown started life as a narrative researcher. And you're thinking, what on earth is that? And the clue is interesting into the creation of Liminal that came out of the back of it. So she spent her entire professional career before this listening to people's stories. And she started to work into the menopause time before the menopause sort of became the huge, great topic that it is now. So consequently, she was building up this huge, great research bank of other people's stories, which then coincided with her own journey going into the perimenopause, where slightly her professional world started to fall apart due to the perimenopausal symptoms. Now, as a result of her own personal story and also being a narrative researcher, she started to experiment, as we all do. She started to ask herself, what if I dot, dot, dot? So she started to formulate all sorts of different formulations using all sorts of different herbal decoctions in order to create the brand that is now called Liminal. And the answer to this is that she's created not just a superb range of powders and supplements, which are very complex powders with multi ingredients all combined into them, apparently extraordinarily difficult to formulate. But in this community, there is also very much a community-based energy frequency of the sharing of knowledge, the sharing of stories, the sharing of understanding that when you're going through your menopausal symptoms, not only do you need physical and biological support, but you also need emotional and spiritual support as well. Now, this is something that is key to the heart of the Liminal brand. So over there is the most amazing community of men and women who are discussing all sorts of treatment modalities which have worked for them or their partners. So Liminal is a brand that I would very much encourage you to pop over to the website. So that is our wonderful sponsor and friend of the podcast today. And now we shall go back into the rest of the podcast. Sugar Plum Fairy. She says, wonderful video. Thank you for taking the time to explain all of these things to us. They're extremely helpful. Well, Sugar Plum Fairy, I am delighted to do so. It makes my day. So thank you for your lovely kind words. And A Bugs says, Katie, I took your advice on the full body on the full body shake, and it really works, coupled with a wee shimmy, and I'm ready to tackle the day. Thank you so much. And it's true. Honestly, full body shaking is one of the easiest things that you can do for your health. It is so good for you and free and brilliant and fun. And all you need to do is whack on a piece of music and just give yourself a 3 minute, like, do you remember as kids when we used to go jelly on a plate, jelly on a plate, Whipple. Come on, Jules, everybody. All together now. Right, just being a bit stupid. But it's so good for you, just doing that and just being really silly. It really is an instant pick-me-up, and it's so fun to do. And then Tara Monk says, hi, Katie. I love everything you teach, and the Hey You tools are so great. Thank you for all your wisdom and passing it on. It is my pleasure. So thank you, Tara. Right, let's get back to our main topic, which is all about chapped lips and what to do about them. Now, let me start with the easiest thing. Now, this is going to be a product plug, but it doesn't have to be this particular product, other than having tried every single chapped lip product on the market and suffered nonetheless, I found this, which is Active Silver. Active Silver's the brand, and we sell it over on the Hey You Method because I love this product so much. And this is one of my absolute desert island products. I go nowhere without this product. I go nowhere without this product to such an extent. You can see the level to which I have fit. This product is like, it's now coming to an end. It normally comes with a nice big sort of ball over this like that, and you just rub it on your lips. And you can see that I am getting my money's worth out of this product. It is brilliant. And all you have to do is, it's got the magic ingredient in it. Well, it's got a few magic ingredients, but the main one that you need to know about is colloid silver. She says, make you a complete mess of her lips. I was supposed to do that really kind of sexily and cool, and I completely bodged it up, and I look a bit weird. Anyway, never mind. Doesn't matter. The colloid silver is the active ingredient. That's what you need going into your lips. This is mixed with beeswax and aloe vera, but colloid silver is the key thing. And the thing about colloid silver is it's one of those ancient remedies that's been used for thousands and thousands of years. The ancient Greeks basically were using it big time, and it sort of fell out of favour in the 20th century for reasons I still can't really understand. I don't really know why it fell out of favour, because it's used for everything. Wound healing, chapped lips, flare-ups on your skin. If anyone gets cystitis, you can spray it. You can spray it internally. It's brilliant. You can also use colloid gold as well, which is for your emotional state. I mean, it is one of those products which we need to know about, and we don't. So the first thing I would say to anyone, if you can't be bothered to listen to the rest of this podcast, although you must, just use this on your lips and it does the job. Okay, there you go. Number one, boom. But there's some other things as well. Now, the reason in Chinese medicine we get chapped lips, which is totally true for me, is it is a spleen imbalance. Remember, those of you who listen to this podcast regularly, that I'm always talking about a healthy body has to have harmonious and strong organs. The health of your body is controlled by your organs according to Chinese medicine. And there's five big ones, okay? Your heart, your spleen, your lungs, your liver, and your kidney, and your liver. Okay, in that order. That is what we have to look at. And if your spleen is imbalanced, like mine is, the spleen opens into the lips. Okay, which is why kissing is so nice, because kissing stimulates your spleen. There you go, amongst other things. And so what happens is the spleen, if it's imbalanced, isn't able to kind of flood its energy properly up into its external orifice on the face, which is the lips and partly the mouth. So the importance of a healthy, balanced spleen is crucial to the health of your chapped lips. So if you just want to go solution-based, you just whack on some of that colloid silver balm and Bob's your uncle. But if you want to go a little bit deeper, we need to start working on our spleen energy, and we also need to start drawing blood circulation up into the affected area. So the next step of this journey is to take the precision tool, which is this one here, and to just massage gently over the lips with a gua sha technique. Now, the technique I'm showing you right now, where I'm gently press-stroking this tool over my lips, is gua sha. Okay, this is called gua sha, which means press stroke, which is what I'm doing. Now, if you don't happen to have one of the Hey You precision tools because you're thinking, I don't want to buy a tool, that's absolutely fine. I recommend that you use a Chinese soup spoon, which are very cheap, or if you don't have one of those lying around, although people always seem to, which is a bit weird, but they do, is a jam jar lid. A jam jar lid is a very easy way to get gua sha into your daily life. So just use a jam jar lid over the surface of your skin like this. But a precision tool is the best one. So every time I apply the lip balm to my lips, I always have the precision tool in its little pouch in my handbag as well. And I then just gently stimulate over the surface of my lips with this tool so that not only am I getting the benefit of the active silver, but I'm all the colloid silver, sorry, but I'm also getting the benefit of the blood circulation coming up and stimulating my mouth, which in turn supports my chapped lips. And then all I need to do is go deeper by supporting my spleen. So how do you support your spleen? Well, one of the easiest ways to support your spleen is by body tapping. I love a bit of a body tap. One of the easiest ways, the areas of the spleen are the stomach, so on the waist. So right now I'm just drumming a fist on either side of my waist. This is also really good for getting a trim waist. And then taking that diagonally into the groin area, which is just either side of the pubic area. So just working on that groin just here. So I'm just tap, 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 drum, 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 drum. And I'm just drumming into that area. And then the next thing that I do is I'm just turning at the waist and just twisting like this. Twisting at the waist is a brilliant way for supporting the spleen. I'm gently pulling the not like too much, but just gently pulling inwards and then twisting. And doing this again for about a minute. It's probably one of the easiest ways to do it. And then for good measure, whilst I'm doing this, it's important to support spleen-supporting foods, especially if you're getting chapped lips in the winter, which is when most of us do. So always make sure that you're eating warm, digestible foods like broths and stews, and that you're adding ginger and turmeric into your food whilst avoiding cold food, dairy, spicy foods, excess caffeine and alcohol, because all of those can cause internal heat, which in turn can create dryness in the lips. So these holistic remedies are designed to help you. Now, if you want more information, the exciting news is, as well as this podcast, there is also a free fact sheet on my website, which has got everything you need to know about chapped lips and what to do about it. So that it got everything there, as well as this episode as well. But as I always say, try the simple things first. So if you want one thing, use this, because this means you don't have to remember or bother to do anything else. And I use this constantly every single day, hence why it's almost run out. I need to get another one. But in the meantime, add the extra little gua sha move, add the extra little moves, perhaps have a look at the spleen fact sheet as well to have more information about what you can do for this wonderful organ, which doesn't get that much attention in the West. And let me know in the comments below how you get on. So thank you so much for joining me today. If you have any questions which you would like answered, please email in to ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. If you would like a confidential answer, then please just write confidential at the top so that we don't then read it out. And then you're named and shamed on the platform because you didn't want to be. And please do leave your questions and comments in the area below, and pass this on to your nearest and dearest. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.